We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Boat season officially upon us. Some call it hot girls on the boat of an ugly guy season. But if you don't have a boat, for many of us, one of our goals for the summer is to find our way onto a boat.
Yeah, I'm looking at my calendar right now. What are you doing? So I'm free the next 3 Saturdays, actually.
Oh, really?
I was thinking I'd come out to Canandaigua and we could hang.
So today's Savage Sensible is hanging out with your friend a lot more often in the summer because they have a boat.
And these, hang out.
These are people that we refer to as our boat friends.
We hang out.
And maybe it's not as egregious as, like, if you go back through your text chain, like, your last text is, well, that was a great last day on the boat. See you next season. And then the follow-up is, hey, going to be a nice weekend. Should probably go on the boat. Yeah. Maybe not as egregious as that. Yeah. Maybe you see them and communicate a little bit in between. But we all have those types of friends, or at least many of us do. And when it comes down to it, is that behavior savage or sensible?
I got to be honest. I've never been boat motivated. I've never cared that much about boats.
What are you motivated by? You're not food motivated. You're not boat motivated.
I don't know, but not
you're
that.
You're just unmotivated.
No, I am motivated. I'm internally self-motivated. That's what I'm motivated by.
Internally self-motivated.
I'm just not, I don't know. I've never, like, maybe it's because I don't have, like, a family of boat people. Like, we're just never been, like, boat people. I don't know. But, like, I certainly know people who do this. And
it's usually attractive women, and it's usually with ugly dudes. Let's be honest.
God, I don't understand it. It's not worth it. That is so not worth it.
If you look out on Lake Ontario when it's not flooding and there's boats out there and you're out in Durand or whatever, or you're out in Canandaigua Lake, you're going to see plenty of that. Trust me.
Gross.
Plenty of that.
Well, yeah.
So is it savage or is it sensible?
I think it's totally savage because you are clearly using the person. I mean, yeah, you're friends, and but you're hanging out specifically because you want to enjoy the boat. And it's like the person, it's like you want to hang out with the boat and your friend is a happy coincidence. It's like, oh, I also happen to like the person. They're not bad. Who owns it?
Now, if we're really being honest with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this the basis of every friendship?
No, it's not the basis of every friendship.
It might not be using them for a boat, but you're using them for something. You're using, in the very least, you're using them because you enjoy to be around them.
Okay, yes, and I'm guilty.
You're using them for using them for a fun time.
Guilty of enjoying their company.
So when it comes down to it.
Oh my God.
Aren't we all a little savage if that's
Corey,
the case?
That is the most ridiculous twist I've ever.
Well,
that's
again,
just absurd.
And you think about, you know, the typical scenario of ugly dude with hot girls on his boat. Sure, they're using him for the boat. You don't think he's using them to have something pretty to look at?
Yes, but that is a trade.
Yeah, which sounds sensible.
Using each other. No.
Which sounds sensible to me.
Okay, so here's the scenario in which this could work in both people's favor. So like, in the case of you or former intern, current hot mess Breezy, you guys both live in Canandaigua. So this could be a situation where I get to come out and like hang out on the boat with you guys. And then if you guys like need somewhere to crash downtown, you can like crash on my patio. You know,
I'm sorry,
exchange.
Did you say the patio?
Yeah, well, yeah.
You mean outside?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not.
Do you not have a couch? That seems like a very terrible trade-off, by the way. What are we, a stray cat?
Yeah, basically.
Good God.
No, but you could crash, like, in exchange for, like, some boat time.
Yeah, I'm not accepting that deal. That deal is rejected.
Okay, the couch. The floor.
Yeah.
Couch, floor,
Uber,
air mattress.
Uber exists. I don't need your apartment.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, if there was some kind of an equal trade that was of equal value to both parties.
I know, if only you had something that was of equal value to bring to the table.
Exactly what I'm saying, though. Like, there are days where it really sucks for you to have to drive to Canandaigua and then, like, come back later in the evening.
Sure.
It sucks. The days like that, the commute is brutal. And so those would be days where it would be, you know, it'd be nice if only you had somewhere to crash.
I think I'd rather lay out on the street.
Corey!
Just have a nice, find a nice, warm, comfortable bench for a little bit.
I walk by, Corey, is that you? What are you doing?
Jump in on this. I say sensible because when it comes down to it, anyone who is going on the boat is most likely being used by the person on the boat as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can text in the keyword VOTE, V-O-T-E, 69822. That's VOTE to 69822 for today's Savage Sensible. Hanging out with your friend who has a boat a lot more often in the summer. You can also give us a call. 222-9800. CJ from Rochester, Savage Sensible to be hanging out with your friend who has a boat a lot more often in the summertime.
I think it's sensible.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I think you got to just kind of like buy your way in, though. Kind of like either bring like booze, food, or gas.
Sure, totally. Yes, there is a trade-off. There is absolutely a trade-off. That's very respectful.
I just think like reaching out, like you being the one to reach out and kind of invite yourself like, hey, boat day. Like it's just,
yeah. But here, okay, so here's the thing is they can always be like, sorry. Not enough room.
Oh, God.
You know, we already got like five people.
What is this, Survivor?
Well, there's max capacity. You can only bring so many. So, yeah, absolutely. Great point. Thank you for calling in.
Yep.
Heather from Rochester on the phone. Savage or sensible to hang out with your friend who has a boat a lot more often in the summer?
I think it's sensible.
Ooh.
And mainly because, I mean, in my own experience in my neighborhood, in the wintertime, in the fall, I don't see much of my neighbors, but once it starts getting warm, we're all going to be outside and hanging out with each
other.
There's a lot more socialization. It's just so much easier to be fun and carefree and outdoors when it's nice out.
That makes sense. I mean, we all do kind of hibernate a little bit in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Couple of sensible votes here. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
This text coming through, sensible. Nothing is more sad than having no friends on your boat.
There's that point, right? Can you imagine just
you
bobbing
you know yourself with your like
bobbing in the middle, bobbing in the middle of the lake? Can't tie up to anywhere because the boat's gonna float away. Let's see, another text coming through. Sensible, doesn't everyone have friends that serve different purposes? It's kind of my overall, point.
I don't like that. I don't like
it's
the
true,
sound of that.
It's true, though. You can't tell me it's not.
I don't like it. I know, because I don't use my friends, and they don't use me, to my knowledge.
And they're using you for, they enjoy your company. It's using you.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I mean, I'm very enjoyable company.
Are you? 222-9800. Don's Team PXY. Don, Savage or sensible, sir?
Sensible.
Oh, another sensible vote here. Why do you think that?
Well, first off, you said you see them more, not only time.
Yes, sure.
Second thing is boats are useless in the wintertime.
Yeah, fair.
I mean, it makes perfect sense.
All right. Well, there it is. A little logic. Don dropping a logic bomb on us right there. Don, thank you for the phone call. Should we go to the poll?
Yes.
A lot of sensible phone calls, but does the poll match up? Get the last refresh in. Thank you for voting. You can always vote by texting in the keyword vote at 69822. But according to the poll at 98pxy.com, Savage or Sensible, hanging out with your friend who has a boat a lot more often in the summer, 70% of the people voting say Savage.
Savagery.
Well, guess you can't invite yourself onto my boat, Whitney. Drat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.